Part 4. Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following traffic report.
Hello, this is Rob McKenzie here at FM 99.99 with a morning traffic report. We're happy to report that there are no major hold-ups. There was a minor accident on Highway 7 near Steeles Avenue, but traffic is flowing smoothly now that the road is being cleared up. We do, however, anticipate that traffic will start to slow on the freeway, both northbound and southbound, within the next 20 minutes up till 9:30. So if you are beginning your journey now, we advise you to take Kennedy Road and avoid the freeway until 9:30. We'll be back again in an hour at 9 to bring you more traffic updates.
Number 71. According to the speaker, what is the current road condition of Highway 7? Number 72. What does the speaker advise the motorists to do? Number 73. When will the next update be aired? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement. Attention all maintenance staff. Please listen carefully to the following important announcement. As you know, today is the day of the special meeting for all maintenance and engineering staff. The meeting will be held at the advertised time of 10 a.m. However, there has been a change of venue due to the damage to Building 5 caused by last night's storm. The meeting will now be held in the cafeteria. I repeat, today's meeting will not be held in the Building 5 conference room, but has been moved to the cafeteria. That should please many of you because coffee will be available. The meeting time will, however, be shortened in order to allow the repair teams to continue working on the Building 5 roof. Thanks. Number 74. Who was the intended audience of this announcement? Number 75. Where will the meeting take place? Number 76. What does the speaker say will be available at the meeting? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Today, we have a wonderful walking tour of the sights of this fascinating place. We will begin with a breakfast together at the Orchid Cafe. We suggest that you take advantage of the buffet offerings because you will need all of your energy for all the activities we have planned this morning. Directly after breakfast, we will be walking up Jacob's Ladder to King's Park. It's quite a steep climb. From Rotary Lookout, you will get a stunning view across the city and the river and up to the hills. We will then continue through the gorgeous natural trail deep into the park to the Wild Herb Garden. Here you will find a unique collection of native foods and flowers. So please enjoy a hearty breakfast, and then we can get started.
Number 77. What will they most likely do at the Orchid Cafe? Number 78. What does the speaker imply about the day? Number 79. What will they do next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to this special meeting. You have all been invited here by the Design Committee for a very important reason. I am sure that you are aware that a first prototype model has been completed. The purpose of this meeting is to obtain your reactions to the look of the prototype in an informal way. You will be asked to note your reactions down quickly, fold your paper, and place it in an envelope. Please do not write your names. We want honest and frank comments. So let's take a few minutes to finish our coffee, then we'll move into the studio for the unveiling of Prototype A.
Number 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 81. Why did the speaker invite the listeners? Number 82. Why does the speaker not want the listeners to reveal themselves? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a talk.
Good morning, everybody. Last night was the annual general meeting of our shareholders, and the topic of discussion was about the future of this enterprise. As you know, our profits have fallen dramatically. However, the good news is that nobody doubts that the company can be turned around. The meeting decided on a course of action aimed at reducing costs and increasing sales. In order to achieve this, a team of consultants will be visiting the company's operations over the next 5 days. They will then write a report recommending specific actions. We trust that you will give them your full cooperation. Thank you.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 84. What took place yesterday? Number 85. How will they change the course of action?